Good evening, and thank you for coming up to see us way up here in Plymouth. I would just like to take a moment of your time to
Peter, if you could just, one, introduce yourself, and then, two, speak a little louder.
Thank you. I'm Peter Martin, and I live right here in Plymouth. The ISO New England 2030 study, power system study, points out to us very graphically just what's in store for us if we do not have a good plan, including burial. The reason for that is because we're already seeing the first evidence that they really and truly plan to do exactly as that 2030 power system study shows. And that is to build an enormous net of power networks overlaying our state from north to south to east to west and northeast to south. There won't be much of a viewplane left here if we don't address this issue with comprehensive energy policy and undergrounding. We already have three very large wind farms, and there's a fourth one in the works now. And they're not thoughtfully located. To consider the property values and viewplanes of people involved. So we can see now that what's going to happen is that as these wind farms proliferate, we're going to end up with that 765 kilovolt backbone loop that the 2030 study shows. That will encircle our state and bisect it. In addition, there would be a 10,000 megawatt line coming in from the south across the southern tier of the state into the Nashua area and south. And more heavy lines coming in from the New Brunswick and north from us. So this is a very, very serious. If we would like to maintain the essence of our state, we have to address this problem. I thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Peter.